This is the Champion Forum Podcast with Jeff Hancher, the forum for leaders, champions, and dreamers.
Welcome back, everyone. Jeff Hancher, your biggest fan. I wanted to come to you today with something a little bit different than normal. Typically, we are driving leadership development, leadership skill, leadership training. Today, we're going to take a little bit of a pivot, and we're going to talk about account management. The reason that I wanted to bring this subject in is because I've brought it up in a few different circles, and the feedback from leaders has been amazing. And so I did a social media post, I guess it's been about 2 months ago, on the subject of account management as a way to retain customers. And my inbox exploded with questions and feedback. So that told me there was an interest in this. And so I took this same topic to one of our executive masterminds full of senior level leaders, entrepreneurs, and the like. And what I thought was going to be a one session dialogue ended up being three sessions specifically to account management. So I know that there's questions out there, and I just wanted to cover this topic of account management and really talk about what it is and how do we set this up. So account management, clearly, it's a way to retain great customers for sure, but it's also a way to grow your top line revenue. And I think account management is something that has kind of went to the wayside, and we look for short-term immediate gratification, and often that is by way of sales, by way of hunters, by way of the quick close. But I think there's something to be said about account management. And so we're going to dive into this subject a little bit today and kind of steer away from leadership for an episode here. And by the way, if you like this topic, you like this type of a conversation, by all means, shoot me a message on social, email me, jeff@jeffhancher.com. Let me know, Jeff, we need more sales training. We need more sales discussion. The feedback from the Mike Weinberg episode was great. Maybe we could have our good friend Mike back on to talk about sales strategy. So if sales is something near and dear to your heart as a leader, as an entrepreneur, and you want to hear more about it, let us know, and we'll talk about it a little bit more. But I want to talk a little bit about some values of account management to begin the discussion. These formal strategic account management programs have many benefits. One is that they foster customer loyalty. The other is that they stimulate growth. They also increase profitability, and they drive very innovative and scalable service solutions. Now, these are four things that should pique everybody's interest that is driving business growth and stability. Strategic account management, when done well, can drive all four of these different pillars. Now, I want to put it out there that sales and strategic account management are two very different things. Unlike a sales program, which just focuses on short-term selling cycles, customer acquisition, those kind of things, strategic management goes a step further to develop a deeper relationship with a smaller number of core customers over a period of time. In short, sales is about the present. Strategic management is about the future. Now look, I'm not saying one or the other. Ideally, we can have both. But what I get concerned about is that we go all in on sales and not so much on account management, and it's kind of become this stepchild type theory. So I want us to really think about it as we talk about this discussion. Where is your organization? Are you doing it the right way? Are we just checking the box and saying we're doing it, or are we adding value? Is there substance? Now, while the gains of strategic account management may not be immediate, these strategic accounts are a vital part of an organization's long-term success and no doubt the profitability. And if you think about it, your customers that you currently have, especially those that could grow with you, these are invaluable. Not that I'm any finance major here, but the best way to grow your company is, yes, bring in new business, but guess what? Retain what you have. And if you're losing top-tier customers, I don't care how good your sales team is, that's going to be like the dog chasing its tail over and over again. So good account management is going to help. So I want to give you some best practices that I've observed. Many of my clients are fostering right now, and I think will at least get you going if you don't have account management, or it's at least going to give you a benchmark if you currently do it, and maybe there's some small tweaks that you need to make. An effective account management program is not something you're just going to stumble upon. You can't just create the job description, hire a team of account managers, and it's going to fix itself. The most successful organizations, they rely on very formal, very measurable, repeatable processes to develop and maintain their most valuable customer relationships. Why is that? Well, repeatable processes give you structure. It also gives you, as a leader, a way to hold the account managers accountable to the way things need to be done. So the first thing that I would tell you to do in this process is assign dedicated account managers. Who are they going to be, and what does this look like? When you assign dedicated account managers, you should be thinking in a best case scenario to separate them from sales and new business generation. When you have the hunter type salesperson and you have the farmer or the account manager trying to wear both hats, typically that does not work well. If you have to do that because of the size of your business, your labor budget, all of these things, then make sure that you're baking in incentives in each of these different buckets. Because if not, you're going to have that employee gravitate towards the path of least resistance, and that's going to change from one employee to the next. So assign dedicated account managers who are separate from sales if and when possible. The best programs don't have managers that split their priorities or switch focus between making sales and developing strategic accounts. Now, when filling these roles, keep in mind that sales and strategic management, they have very different objectives, and they require a very different skill set, and they require a much different approach to customer relationships. You know, this gets into, you know, predictive indexing and, you know, good job description profiling and these kind of things. But what you don't want is to just say, well, because they're outgoing and friendly and charismatic, that they can just do this. It's not the case. And so you need to really think about, if you're going down the road of hunters versus farmers, knowing what those are. Here's a couple of things to get you going. Hunters, they're typically mission focused. They're numbers driven, they're competitive, they're persistent, they're very independent, they're kind of the lone wolf. They just let me out there, let me do my thing. The farmer or the account manager, they're very results focused. They're more relational driven. They're very service oriented. They're disciplined and they're very collaborative. They like, unlike the hunter, farmers love to work together. They love to work with their clients and the team to provide the best solutions and the best results possible. Know the difference between the two. If you hire a hunter into an account manager role, oh man, can it be done? Yeah, but it's kind of like petting a cat backwards. The cat hates it, you hate it, nobody's happy. Can you do it? Sure, not a good design. Get the right profile in the right role and you'll have better success. Number two. Develop selection criteria for the key account. This is absolutely important. Now, while all customers are going to be valuable, every one of them, not all customers can be elevated to what we would call a key account. Be very selective. Strategic accounts, they're reserved for customers whose partnerships can drive your organization towards its goals. They demand this dedicated touch, this white glove treatment. So how can you determine which accounts are worthy of key account management? Well, there's several things that you could consider, and it's going to be different for every industry and every company. But focus on, I would say, no more than 8 objective criteria, and then weight them in relative importance to your organization. And that's going to be different for every organization. But some of these criteria could be your product fit. Do you have a key account that is only using 5% of your total SKUs? That would be a thing to think about. Revenue potential, growth potential, Which keep in mind, a lot of times what a big error I see in account management is we just look at straight revenue. What kind of revenue are they bringing in? They're the largest customer we have. The largest customer doesn't always mean they should be a key account. Because if the largest customer is absorbing 100% of your product line already, there's really no room for growth there, or very little. So do you want a key account manager on that account? The other thing would be a cultural fit. Not every big account is going to be a good fit, and they may not be with you for the long haul. Matter of fact, you may be thinking about firing the customer if they're not a cultural fit. Geographic alignment is another big one, especially in a small to medium-sized business. We may not want especially if we're building key account management, we may not want a key account manager driving 4 hours to an account to take care of it. Look at existing relationships. Look at potential channel partnerships. Selection criteria should be based on your organization's high-level strategic goals and your vision. So here's what that means. Senior managers are going to be the best fit for the selection process. Here's what that doesn't mean, that the account managers pick their own portfolio of customers. Because if you allow that to happen, they're going to be picking the accounts that they probably have to do the least amount of work with the most amount of gain. That's human nature. So make sure that senior leadership is involved in this selection process. Number three, make sure that you have a world-class handoff from new accounts to key accounts. If you sign up a new account from your hunter, from your outside salesperson, and you've defined it as one that needs key account management right away, that handoff from sales to account management has to be flawless. This is often an overlooked step in account management processes, and it's that transition from sales to account management. How well you handle these account transitions is going to be a critical part in building trust early in the relationship with this valued customer. For the best results, I would put this into a procedure, put it into a policy, role play it. Make sure everybody understands it. It should be a very formal, scripted handoff from the sales team to the account management team. Make sure to communicate this early and very clearly with the customer in the sales process. If you don't, this becomes an objection. That salesperson that they've come to trust and build rapport with over the several weeks, months, or years in this sales cycle is now all of a sudden vanishing. We can present key account management as a competitive advantage if it's done the right way. But don't wait until the transition to drop this bomb on this customer. Present it early. Always remember, the best way to handle an objection is with a great presentation. Number four, create a very comprehensive customer profile. So you have your key account manager selected. You now have your portfolio of customers that they're going to be managing. The next step is to create customer profiles that are very comprehensive. These strategic account managers, they have to know their customer inside and out. And to do this, they need to conduct research on the client company to build out this profile. Whether you use a CRM or whatever you use, our key account managers should almost feel like private investigators with these customer profiles. We gotta investigate the customer's business, their industry, the markets they serve. We gotta know their goals, what their initiatives are. We gotta know who the stakeholders are within the organization. What are their roles? What are their responsibilities? How is decision making made internally? We gotta know their competition. The aim is to understand your customers' pain points and goals in order to identify opportunities, because this is going to add value and this is going to add collaboration. Look no further than the Challenger sale. When we read that book and we all thought, wow, this is what a great new concept of disrupting in a healthy way processes. The more you know about your customer, the more you're going to uncover opportunity. Here's what we know. Companies generally, they're going to move in one of two reasons. They're going to move away from pain or towards pleasure. If you don't know this type of information, you become an annoying salesperson just trying to sell your widget up and down the street. That's not account management. Account management is going in, knowing information that they don't even know, offering that information up, and providing our services and our products as solutions to their biggest pain points or to move them to their biggest pleasure points. If we're not doing this, we're going to do the classic, what I like to call the show up and the throw up. Nobody likes that, and there's never value. You're one competitive proposal away from being kicked to the curb. Go in and hold your account managers accountable to very in-depth and very defined customer profiles. Number five, conduct a needs assessment. This should be done for every new customer that you're putting into key account management. So with your portfolio of customer research, you got that all done. The next step is you're going in, you're having the meeting, and you're conducting needs assessments. Here's some things to consider. What are the organization's pain points? What questions are you going to ask in this meeting to uncover that? And by the way, do your homework going into that to assume what you think their pain points are. And if they don't come up, you bring them up. Where do your needs or goals overlap, and how can you help each other progress? Where is the overlap in goals? Are there any problems looming that you can anticipate and address for them? Now we're adding value. This is where the rubber meets the road in account management. You got to use your data. You got to find ways that you can help them and assess opportunities for collaboration and partnership. Much, much different than a hunter role. Strategic accounts are long-term investments. Instead of this typical 3 to 12 month transactional life cycle, you're creating a strategy for the next 1 to 3 years and beyond. Keep that in mind as you assess strategic needs and opportunities. You know, these uncovering stakeholders, buying influences within the organizations. So many times in account management, you've probably been burned by this, where you get a great, your account manager or customer service person or whatever, they get a great relationship with Joe at Acme Company, your biggest customer, and everything's going great. Joe loves us. He signed 2 renewals to keep doing business with us over the last 10 years. Everything's great, great, great. All of a sudden, you go into a meeting with Joe, and Joe says, "Hey, you know what? We're putting your services out to bid." And you're like, "What?" Next thing you know, you find out that Joe wasn't the only decision maker. They brought somebody else into the mix. Or worse yet, Joe quits or gets fired, and you're left scrambling all of a sudden trying to figure out who's calling the shots. Great account management is doing these things. We're going in there and we're doing a needs assessment. We know where their problems are. We know who their stakeholders are. We know what their goals are. And now we are tying our products, our service, and all of our competitive advantages to those very things. Otherwise, you're going to be showing up and you're going to be throwing up. The last one that I want to talk about, I may add one more in actually, but the last one that I want to talk about is monitor performance. As a leader, it's absolutely critical that you monitor performance. Continue to monitor and measure the performance on each and every single account. What progress have they made? Are they helping you and your company with short-term and long-term goals? How do these results measure against the KPIs of the organization? Monitoring performance is not only important to ensure that you deliver on your end, but also track how well the key account fulfills its obligations to you. We only have so many key account managers, and they only have so much time in a day. We gotta find and keep fine-tuning what is the ideal customer that gets this level of attention, and where have we gotten our biggest return? If you're not monitoring performance, your strategy here is hope. We're just going to keep running hard, we're just going to keep running fast, and we're just going to keep throwing more resources and account management at it. Not a great resource. We want to get the most return for our labor cost expense. Monitor this and keep making edits. While clearly you want to drive value for the client, the goal is one of mutual long-term benefit, not just customer service. but also the benefit to you and your organization by way of revenue, by way of growth, by way of profit. So if the relationship no longer holds the same strategic value for your organization, it's better to know that and identify that sooner than later. Measure account performance continually so you can keep the plans on track and you can pivot and reassess as needed. Not to mention, not a bad way to hold key account managers accountable to your expectations. A nugget, well, we won't call it number seven, a nugget. Make sure that you have routines, routine meetings, routine follow-ups with these key accounts. I love at minimum a quarterly business review. This is where we take a very deep, deep dive into all things with this account. Research and development we're doing, new people that we've invested in onto our team, you know, things that we're uncovering in their industry, new product launches that we're doing, how well performance is going with our products in their existing account, customer testimonials. Deep dive into these QBRs. Maybe your key account manager brings in senior leadership from your organization. Maybe they bring somebody in shipping and receiving that they've never met before. We just want to drive intimacy and value. So make sure that there's a cadence of routines for contacts to your stakeholders, the appropriate level of meetings, when they're happening, what's being discussed, and proper follow-ups. So again, that closes out the segment on account management. We're driving customer loyalty, we're stimulating growth, we're increasing profitability, and we're driving innovative and scalable service solutions with great key account management. These are just a 50,000-foot view to get you going the right way. If our team can help you in any way by coming in and helping you dissect this and build this, by all means, we would love the opportunity to come in and support your efforts in building out great key account management. If that's you and you're listening, please shoot us an email, jeff@jeffhancher.com. Somebody from our team will reach out to you. We'll kind of see what you have going on and see how we can support your efforts in any way. And until next time, take care of those customers, push back the competition, give them the white glove treatment like a great account manager would, and never forget, you all have been set up to be champions in this life.
The Champion Forum Podcast with Jeff Hancher. Lead, inspire, win.